Welcome to the Esports Report, a monthly podcast about Georgia high school esports programs and important gaming news. Hosted by Ashley Hodge, the Georgia Play VS Supercoach, Riot RSAA board member, GHSA Esports Advisory Board member, and esports researcher. Sit back, relax, and plug in.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Esports Report. I'm your host, Ashley Hodge. And today I'm going to be talking about the National Unified Esports for Scholastic Fall. Now, you know, you might be asking, what the heck is the National Unified Esports for Scholastic League? One, it's a mouthful, but two, it's a way that esports is actually being even more inclusive than it already is, because you may or may not know this, but esports is a very unique sport in that it's co-ed, so young women and men can play. And also, we're becoming even more inclusive with this National Unified Esports Scholastic League. So let's do a little background about the league. So in September 2021, PlayVersus launched a partnership with the Special Olympics in North America. So for those of you not in education, or you know, you're not familiar with the Special Olympics, basically once a year, students with intellectual disabilities come together and they participate in games, and it's just a really good day for them and, of course, everybody involved. It's a very big event. So now the unique thing about esports is we're adding esports to that. So the partnership from PlayVersus and the Special Olympic North America focuses on growing Special Olympics Unified Esports, which combines students with intellectual disabilities, those are your Special Olympic athletes, and students without intellectual disabilities, those are your unified partners on inclusive esports team. Through this innovation, PlayVersus, of course, is going to serve as the official operator for the Special Olympics Unified Champion Schools. And if you go to the website, and I can also paste a link in this episode, there is an interest form that you can click on and you can fill it out and things like that. So let's get into exactly how it works and what games are going to be offered. All right, so let's talk about how the Unified League will work in high school. So basically, a Unified Esports option is integrated into PlayVersus. So when you go to register for teams, there actually is an option from like regional, GHSA, state championship, and then there's an option for the Unified League. So you just need to make sure that when you register, you're selecting for the right league that you want to participate in that season. So basically, you register, you enroll, and then you participate in existing like procedures and plans and games in place. So the Unified League enrollment is free. There's no cost to any schools. However, all teams must be high school based. You must have an adult head coach, with all participants being at least 13 or older. Now, here's where it differs from GHSA state championship esports. These games can be played at school or at home. So you can play it at home. Now, I wouldn't recommend that. I would recommend having all the students together in the classroom after school and doing it that way. That way you can keep eyes on them, and if anything happens, you can troubleshoot. But, you know, for schools who do have the resources, or students who have the resources who can play from home, that option is there. And basically, you're going to be participating in only two titles. So the games for this Unified League are kind of limited, but that's okay. They are very popular titles. So one of the title is Rocket League, and the other title is Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Okay. So how Rocket League is going to work in this league is these teams are composed of two students. So in the normal Rocket League, it's 3v3, but in the Unified League, it's going to be 2v2. And on these teams, you're going to have one Special Olympics athlete and then one Unified partner. And so these, this game can be played on gaming console or a personal PC, and you can have multiple teams participating. And then in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, teams are 4 students total. You have 2 Special Olympic athletes and 2 unified partners, and this is going to be played on the Switch. So fall 2024 season, key information high school, Mario Kart 8. There are 2 league options. Match day is on Wednesdays. Match time is either going to be 4 p.m. EST East League or 4:30 p.m. EST, 3:30 MST Central League. Each school determines which league time they prefer during their enrollment period. And then for Rocket League, you have 2 league options. Match days are going to be on Thursdays. Match times are 4 p.m. EST for the East League, 4:30 p.m. EST, 3:30 p.m. MST Central League. And then each school determines which league they prefer during enrollment. All right, schedule. So the schedule and open enrollment is happening right now. Registration deadline is 9/2024. The preseason weeks for this are going to be 9/9/24 and 9/16/24. Your regular season for this league is going to be 9/23/24 to 11/11/24. You have playoff weeks of 11/18/24 and 12/6/24. Fall championships are going to be 12/9/24 and 12/16/24. And there is a special note about playoffs. All teams enrolled and actively participating teams with 3 or fewer forfeits during the regular season will receive an invite to playoffs. Alrighty, let's talk about the equipment that you're going to need for these teams. So Mario Kart, you're going to need a total of 2 Nintendo Switches. So that's 1 Nintendo Switch system plus a monitor or television per 2 players, 1 Nintendo Switch controller per player, and then 1 pair of Nintendo Switch Joy-Con controllers, a Pro Controller, or any Nintendo Switch compatible controller. You can't use a controller with turbo mode, though, so be aware that if you're buying controllers online, that you make sure that it's not a modified controller or one that can be modified so you don't get disqualified in the league. You're also going to need an active Nintendo Switch online membership. And then, of course, you need the game, the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe game. And then the last component of this is make sure that your school, if you're playing at school or if your students are playing from home, that they have high-speed internet and the connection itself is going to be stable. All right, so just to discuss the cost of how much it will take to participate in this league if you're starting from scratch, I want to talk about what you need to participate in the Mario Kart 8. You will need a Nintendo Switch bundle, extra set of a controller or Joy-Cons for your student, a Switch membership, and the game. So I just went to Amazon really quick and I typed these things in because that's where I go to get things that I need. I go to Amazon. So there are 3 different Switch systems that I'm currently looking at the time of this recording. It's 7/29/2024 at 1 p.m. The very first Nintendo Switch you're going to come across is the Nintendo Switch Mario Kart 8 bundle, which is good. It's a free game download plus 3 months of Nintendo Switch online membership included. So that's $380. So, you know, personally, that would be the one that I would get. Because it comes with the Switch, it comes with the game, and it comes with 3 months of the membership online. Now, the next thing is if you, for some reason, want to buy everything separately, the Nintendo Switch system with no game, no add-ons, no anything is just $289. That comes with the system and the Joy-Cons and the docking system that you put it in. And then the other model that you might be interested in, not for this league, but if you want to participate in the regular Super Smash League, there is like a Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Bundle. That one is $498, and that comes with the Switch system, the game, and 3 months of Nintendo Switch online membership. So just looking at this, I would recommend the first option. It's Nintendo Switch Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Bundle for full game download, plus 3 months Nintendo Switch online membership included. That's honestly the cheapest you're going to get. That With that, the only thing that you'll need to buy extra is another set of controllers for two students. And if you look at the controllers, you have the Nintendo Switch Pro controller, which I did buy that, but I bought that for my Super Smash players because they complained about the Joy-Cons. Now, if you just want an extra set of Joy-Cons, that will run you $76. And then there is like a non-brand Nintendo Switch controller. It's $38 right now. It says the list price is $59.99. If you're going to buy an extra controller, most kids will tell you to go with the Nintendo Switch Pro controller. It is $69.99, though. It is a lot. But I will say, after me personally using a Switch Pro controller and then using the Joy-Cons with the controller you just slip those into, there's a huge difference. So that's going to be your overall cost in participating in this league if you're starting from scratch. Now, Play Versus did provide my program with our Nintendo Switches, so they do run promotions where if you sign up at a specific time frame, usually like early registration, you can be entered into a drawing, or they will just send Switch systems out. So you can reach out to Play Versus if you're interested in participating in this league, especially since it's the Unified League, and they can probably work with you. Now, for Rocket League, you're going to need a console or PC per two students if they can play on split screen. Now, at me as a current like esports coach and active gamer, I would not want to play split screen. So it's better if it's one console or PC per player, so they have the whole screen to look at. So if you're playing this on console, it's either going to be the Xbox One or Nintendo Switch or PlayStation 5 or the PC. How I do it with my program is I have three video editing computers that were bought for using very specific video editing software. So what we use is Adobe Premiere Pro and Adobe After Effects. We use Unreal Engine with virtual video production backgrounds, and then we also used DaVinci Resolve. So that's how I ended up with those computers. So they actually are gaming PCs. They're very specific requirements that I needed to run video editing software. So in the afternoon, these PCs double as our gaming PCs. So all we do is we run Rocket League through the Epic Store launcher. It used to be on Steam, and now it's on the Epic Store launcher. And we just plug in like a controller, like an Xbox controller or a PS4 controller into the PC, and it basically works like a console. Another thing that I didn't even think about, that if you're using a console, you're going to have the online membership. It's been a while since I've played online on a console, but as far as I know, you have to pay for that. Like, there's PlayStation Plus and Xbox Live, so that's just an additional service that you have to pay for. I know on PC it's quote-unquote free, because I'm not paying for like a online service per se, even though it's not free because I had to buy the PC and all the equipment to play it. Let's talk about team naming. So it's actually very important that you name your teams the right way. Most of the times I let students kind of choose their team names, but for this, you need to make sure that you're letting Play Versus know that this team is going to participate in the Unified League. So you want to have a school name, and then your mascot, and then the word Unified. So the example they have is Central High School is the name of the school, and then Bobcats is the name of the mascot, and then a little dash, Unified. So for me, it would be Dodge County High School, Indians, Unified. And that just helps them when they're looking through, you know, all that data, all the metadata. They see Unified, they immediately know, oh, okay, this team goes in the Unified League. So just make sure you're naming them the right way. So expectations, let's talk about expectations for this league. So Play Versus will provide the following. They will provide direct support to Unified esports coaches with enrollment, team setup, technology troubleshooting, and guidance throughout the entire season. They will give you educational materials and provide webinars for coaches. You will get weekly emails for Unified coaches with league updates during each season. You will get a weekly email for Special Olympics program staff with league updates and current lists of enrolled schools for the season, scheduling for all matches and playoffs, the publishing of league and standing results, and broadcasting of the playoff finals. So that is what Play Versus is going to provide. Now let's talk about coach responsibilities. Coaching responsibilities for this league is you need to attend the training sessions. You need to register the school team on the Play Versus website by the season enroll deadline. Recruit at least one team for Rocket League or Mario Kart. Commit to the full season, which they say participating in league is 10 to 12 weeks, 2 to 4 hours per week is what they're estimating. Obviously, you can do more than that if you want to run practices more than a couple of days a week, but it's really up to you, depending on how you're running your program. On the website, it has these next two bullet points in bold. Bold. And if you listen to my last episode, you might remember me talking about these issues before. So the first issue is support students with getting registered on Play Versus and organizing them into teams. Okay, so that's bold number one. That's what you're expected to do as a coach, is get your students registered and make sure they're on teams and help them out. And then here's another one: communication with other coaches on match day and for rescheduling. Big bold letters, folks. So make sure that you are communicating with other coaches using that match assistant or Discord if Discord has not been blocked by your school. Unfortunately, it's blocked for me. So don't try to contact me on Discord during match day. I can't answer you. I can't get it on my phone. I can't get it on my laptop. I cannot get it on the school computers. Doesn't matter if I try to use my own data, because there's no service in the area. So you got to use the Wi-Fi. So yeah, please don't expect people to be contacting you via Discord. You know, always use that match assistant and that match chat, the coaches chat that's in the built into the Play Versus website. The last thing I'm going to cover in this very short episode is going to be rules and sportsmanship for this league. So the Unified League will follow the Rocket League match instructions and Rocket League rulebook that can be found, again, on the Play Versus website. I'll link this specific page that I'm on. So what you need for your team is to make sure that you have one Special Olympic athlete, that is a student with intellectual or development disability, and one Unified partner, that's a student without an intellectual or development disability. If a team cannot field both two players with this ratio, please reschedule. Teams cannot play a match without a full team. Note, there are no scoring restrictions or other modifications for the Unified partners. However, coaches are expected to adhere to good sportsmanship and, you know, be meaningfully involved. All right, let's talk about Mario Kart 8. So Mario Kart 8, the rules will follow the match instructions and Mario Kart 8 rulebook already provided by Play Versus, and the in-game ratio of your teammates should be two special ed Olympic athletes, that is students with intellectual or development disabilities, and two Unified partners, your students without intellectual or development disabilities. And again, if you can't fill that team with that ratio, please reschedule. And then, of course, let's talk about sportsmanship and involvement. So all coaches should work to achieve meaningful involvement for all students on both teams. So what that means is make sure that every player, no matter what, is giving every opportunity they can to succeed on their team with their own unique abilities. So, you know, that doesn't mean take the controller from them and win the game for them. That means, you know, standing there beside them and guiding them and helping them and really just letting them have fun. So, you know, you want to make sure that all the kids are having fun and everybody's jiving in this league. So you just want to make sure that everybody's working together, especially your two students on the team and the other two students or four students, depending on what game you're playing, off the team. And of course, the coaches want to follow the general code of conduct. And, you know, if you have more questions, there is somebody you can contact. It's one of my good friends here at Play Versus, Aaron Kelly Play Versus. It's A-A-R-O-N dot K-E-L-L-E-Y, little A symbol, P-L-A-Y-V-S dot com is the email for the contact information for the person who's heading up our National Unified Esports Scholastic League, which honestly I'm pretty excited about. I have filled out an interest form. I think this would be good to bring into our Special Olympics, and hopefully we're going to see that in the next couple of years for us. But yeah, I just wanted to bring this to your attention. If you're in a state where it is allowed, even if you're not in Georgia and you're interested in starting one of these leagues, you know, you should reach out. And if you are in Georgia, like myself, and you have, you know, Special Olympic athletes that you know would be very interested in this, you should fill out the interest form like myself, and we can get it started in Georgia today. That's going to be it for the podcast today. It was a very short episode. I didn't plan this to be very long because the season for the National Unified Esports Scholastic League is actually just kind of like right around the corner. It's going to be here before you know it. So again, if you are interested in doing this, enrollment is open now. And the deadline is 9/20/2024. So as school is starting back, as you're getting kids together, maybe reach out to your special education department, give them the information for this esports and see if it can be added to your Special Olympics that your school or state is already doing. Because personally, I think it would be great. I think it's great that we're adding more inclusive structures to the ecosystem, because this is only going to help students. This is going to give students who wouldn't normally interact with other students the chance for social interaction, for team building, you know, feeling like they're a part of something, a community almost. So yeah, I only see this as being positive. But you know, you can let me know what you think either by leaving comments in the YouTube video or, you know, emailing me at theesportsreporths.com and telling me what you think. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please like, please subscribe, please leave a review. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Esports Report. Be sure to subscribe, find us on YouTube, and leave a review.